Hi everyone, it is 9:52 p.m. It is Thursday, August 24th, so I decided I would start this tonight because a lot has happened. So I checked into my flight, I used the United app, I checked in, and it was easy. And I did my last load of laundry, just folded everything, put everything away. I was in my bedroom, I was vacuuming, and I actually forgot to put my nightgown in the hamper to wash because I had gotten sidetracked. I was in my bedroom, I was vacuuming, and while I was vacuuming, my friend, one of the ones I'm going away with, she called me and she said, "I have a big situation here." And I was like, oh, I got really nervous. I was thinking like, oh, maybe a family emergency and she couldn't go or something. And I was like, well, what about us? What would we do in that situation? And she said, so basically what happened was there's this girl who I used to be friends with, and she had done a lot of things, like mean things to me. Like she would always like cancel on me at the last minute and stuff. Like she just did a lot of stuff that I didn't like. She was mean to me. Like she would always like cancel plans with me to see her other friends and stuff. And it was a whole thing. And she said to me, I know I will say her name because I doubt she even listens to this, but she said to me, she's like, hey, I know that you don't talk to Janelle anymore and I'm not going to get in the middle of it, but I just want to tell you that. And then she went on and told me that basically what happened was they had went out to eat on Saturday. And of course, you know, they did separate checks like what you should do when you go out with your friends. And the waitress had accidentally swapped their cards. So when they, you know, when she gave the cards back and they had to like tip and sign and all that, after she ran the cards, she accidentally swapped their cards. So for a few days, they had each other's cards. So she said to me, she's like, and the card that Janelle has, it has the money on it that I am using to pay for the hotel and that I need it for the trip. And I said, so what are you going to do? Because I don't like want to deal with her. And even my friend had talked to her and she said, look, you don't even have to talk to her. You don't even have to get out of the car. Like, just have your dad drop it off. So that's what she's doing. So she said, well, I'm going to call her back and I'm going to see when her dad can drop it off. So it's just like, I thought she was going to drop it off tonight, because that's what we were hoping for, but her dad couldn't. So she's going to drop it off tomorrow morning and I'm going to give it to her at the hotel. So I'm going to bring it on the plane with me and then I'm going to give it to her at the hotel, because luckily the first hotel we're staying at is under our other friend's name. So he has his card. So I'm just going to bring it with me to the hotel, and I wanted to like double check that I had my own card, because my mom was like, I wanted to ask my mom, she's like, make sure you double check. And she kind of like paused for a sec. So she's like, it says Amber on it. I'm like, what? Like I was freaking out. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Now I have to call her. And then I was about to call her and let her know that I had her card. It was crazy. And then she's like, I'm just kidding. Like it's yours. She's like, where's yours? I'm like, I don't know. Like I figure out who has it. But then like, she was kidding. She's like, no, this is yours. I'm just kidding. So she had me freaked out there for a sec. So basically, I know that can happen because, of course, like when you're both blind, you don't know that you have the wrong cards. That actually happened to a friend of mine. She went out with another friend who was blind, and that same thing happened. And she said, well, I think we just canceled our cards and we just got new ones. But of course, you know, my friend couldn't do that because, you know, she needs it for this trip and she would not have a new one in time. So my friend's mom is going to FedEx this other girl her card. She has a FedEx account. And then luckily this girl, her dad, is going to go and drop the card off to me. And she's going to be with him, but I won't have to deal with her. So, and I have my fanny pack that I showed you guys. It has like card slots, and it has like, you know, I showed you guys it has like two main compartments essentially. So there's card slots in each compartment. So I will just separate it just so I know which one is mine and which one is hers. But of course, if I spent it by mistake, I would have just like Venmo her, but I'm not going to do that because I'm going to make sure I separate them. So, yeah, that was something that I dealt with today. And I get it. Like I said, you're both blind. It happens. But if it wasn't for me, this girl would have had to FedEx her the card. And that would have taken forever. And that would have been a mess. But luckily, didn't come down to that. And she's going to drop it off to me tomorrow morning. And I just... I'll just give it to her when we get to the hotel, and then we'll all check in. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little, like, I'm really excited, but then, like, of course, nervous at the same time, because, like, we're all blind. It's gonna be a challenge, but, like, we can do it. We can definitely do it. We decided we're not gonna charge anything to the room. We're not gonna use, like, the mini bar or anything like that. Because, you know, then it wouldn't be fair because, like, let's say I took something from the fridge and we charged to the room, it might go on like one of their cards or whoever's card was on file, and that wouldn't be fair to them. So we were not going to touch it. We're not going to touch it because we're not billing anything to the room. We're just going to buy whatever up front. So if we go to the bar, we're just gonna get stuff up front. Like if the hotel has a gift shop, which I'm sure they do, we're just gonna buy it up front. Like we're not gonna be charging stuff to our room because it's not fair. So yeah, like if I had my own room, I wanted to use the mini bar, that's on me. But since like we are sharing the room, we're all paying a third, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, I'm going to go for right now. I'm going to go to bed probably here in a couple hours. Especially now I might have to be up for when this girl's dad comes and gives me my friend's card. And I will, just because in case my mom is out or something, so I will talk to everybody tomorrow. And, oh yeah, I also, by the way, I almost forgot my sandals, so I just went and put them in my suitcase, and that's it. Like, I'm all packed. If I forget anything else, they're stores. I mean, I'm good, but I don't think I will. I'm just saying, like, if I don't think, because I'm pretty good, but just in case I forget something, there are stores. I thought I was going to be buying sandals, but no, luckily I'm not. Like I got my boarding pass. I added that to my Apple Wallet. So said I'm in the last group to board, but I'm sure they'll put me in for pre-boarding. And then, I'm going to get assistance at the airport. We're leaving for the airport tomorrow at around 12. So, yeah, I will talk to everyone tomorrow. So it's a few minutes later, and the first segment was kind of long, so I decided I'm just going to make this like a night before vacation type of thing. So I had... I finished working, like I talked about in the last episode. I had put my stuff away. I'm done working. I did my laundry. I checked in. That girl's dad, because she's not my friend anymore, so that girl's father is going to take her to my house to drop off my friend's card. And like I said before, I almost forgot my sandals, so I just packed them. But like I said, I'm bringing flip-flops and like strappy sandals. But that's it. Like, if I forget anything else, there's stores. It's not like I'm in like a third world country or anything, but still, like, I'm sure I'll be good. So I will talk to everyone tomorrow.